We finally have justice. We finally have a verdict. After 6 long years, after 6 weeks in court, we finally have a verdict. You're listening to The Virginia Truth. Welcome back to another episode of The Virginia Truth with me, Knackle. Thank you once again for joining me. And on this occasion, I'm happier than I've ever been to have you guys here. But before I begin talking about today's jury verdict, let me begin this episode by playing a clip of something Amber Heard once said to Johnny Depp. Let's have a listen.
Tell the world, Johnny. Tell them, Johnny Depp. I'm a victim too of domestic violence, and
yes.
I, you know, it's a fair fight. It sees how many people believe or side with you.
Well, Amber, you provoked him. You taunted him. You thought nobody would believe him. That he, Johnny Depp, a man, was capable of being abused by you. But guess what? He did tell the world. He told the whole world. And we believed him. And now the courts believe him, and that is what has made this very important. We have justice for Johnny Depp. Amber Heard has officially been found guilty of defaming Johnny Depp in 3 cases. Thank you to the jury. Thank you to the judge, Judge Penny, who was brilliant throughout this trial. She is a woman that has been so inspirational to everyone watching the trial. And Johnny Depp winning this trial is a win for everyone. It's a win for anyone who A, wants the truth, who seeks the truth. B, it's a win for anyone, male or female, who's ever been a victim of domestic violence or IPV or any kind of abuse, because abuse comes in many forms, and Johnny Depp was a victim of abuse at the hands of Amber Heard. And as I said, this is a win for men and women. And I know this because so many women and men have been supporting Johnny Depp throughout this trial. And many have emailed me, they've messaged me on Instagram, telling me they themselves are victims of IPV and domestic violence. And they believed Johnny, and they supported him. And I knew that this win would be huge for them. This win felt personal for so many people, and I completely understand why. And thankfully, the jury have reached the correct decision. We've got mountains of evidence. And we've heard all the evidence throughout the weeks from both sides. And there was one side that was clearly credible. There was one side that was clearly telling the truth. And this is why this court has reached a very, very correct verdict. And you know what? I was nervous. I don't know about you guys, but I was nervous because you never know in these trials. We've seen in history where the decision that, you know, it doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go. There's a surprise. There's a juror who has a different kind of view or has been, you know, observing things differently. You just never know. You just never, ever know. But thankfully, Amber Heard was found guilty of defamation. So let's look at a few technical details, shall we? The finances. The jury decided to award Johnny a compensatory $10 million and $5 million in punitive damage. It was never about the money, you know, if I'm being very honest. I mean, look, this money doesn't affect me anyway, because I'm not getting a penny. But I always felt like it didn't really matter if he'd have got 10 million, 1 million, 50, 100, whatever, because it was about getting the verdict. It was about getting it just needed to say, all we needed to hear was Johnny Depp was innocent, Amber Heard was guilty. Yes, this was about defamation, but it covers a lot more. And the key part that it covers is abuse, is domestic violence, is IPV. It's all those rape allegations, those false rape allegations. False rape allegations. Very important to point that out. And, you know, we all had our view on that. It was controversial to say. I've taken a lot of heat for having my views on this podcast and, you know, not conforming to what I was told to say or sit on the fence at times. I made a decision early on that I wasn't gonna filter myself. I was gonna be raw and I was gonna say what I really thought. Because there's plenty of people that sit on the fence or have agendas and propagandas. I didn't want to be one of those people. So I took heat for that. So I'm really happy that the court has proven what we've all been thinking, because these allegations are dangerous and real people have faced everything that Amber Heard has said. Real people have been raped, they've been abused, and what Amber Heard was saying was true, but not for her, it was true for other people. And she can't get away with that. She can't get away with using other people's stories. And the judge, and well, not necessarily the judge, but the court have effectively proven that that's exactly what she was doing. They've effectively proven, and this is justice for so many women, guys. It's incredible. It's incredible that I'm seeing this reaction from people saying this is a loss for women. It's not. It's a win for so many women. So many powerful, inspiring women. Camille Vasquez, for one. What an incredible attorney she is. What an incredible lawyer she is. And it's a great win for the women that have testified in this trial. Kate James, for example, who was abused by Amber Heard, who had her own rape story stolen by Amber Heard. What a win it is for her. So there's so many people. This is a win for women. It's a win for women all over the world. Because as I've said to you, I've told people on this show throughout this podcast, I get so many messages, emails and messages on Instagram from women telling me why they support Johnny. And some of them have been very honest and very open with me, which I appreciate, where they will tell me they themselves have been victims of IPV, of domestic violence, and they can see all those signs in Amber Heard. So this is not a defeat for women, like some people are trying to frame this already. Mainstream media, lamestream media, but it's insane. But anyway, let's just be happy. I don't want to rant about the media. I'm very happy. How do you guys feel? I'm sure you guys are rejoicing as well, because wow. But so Johnny Depp was awarded $10 million along with a further $5 million. However, because of how things work and how it is in Virginia with the legal limits, the judge capped the punitive damages to $350,000. So essentially Johnny Depp will be awarded $10.35 million. So not quite the 15 million, but you know what? I don't want to speak about the money too much because I don't know what Johnny exactly needs or wants. I don't know his financial position. I'd imagine he's going to be depleted to a point because he's not been raking in the same income that he once used to. And he also has to pay a lot of money out. So I'm sure he could have done with the full 50, but anyway, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, because I think Johnny's got his life back and that's priceless. So yes, I think to some degree, I would have preferred if he'd have got more, but I think he's got his life back. And I think that above everything is just priceless. It means the most. And I'm happy about that. And it wasn't, and his team have said it was never really about the money as such. You know, it was more about clearing his name and just getting his life back. And do you know what? I think he's got his life back. You know, he won in the court of public opinion and he now wins in court, and I think both are equally important. You know, I know some people were happy with him just winning in the court of public opinion, but I wanted him to win in court as well, just because I think I didn't want people to sort of have that little thing that they could use against him. You know, now they can't use that against him. Now they're coming up with all different stuff, which is insane, but we'll deal with that another time, because haters are gonna hate, you know, what can you do? But as I said, Johnny winning is huge for society. It's massive, you know, and anyone who's seeking who wants the truth, this will give them so much more confidence. You know, anyone who wants justice, who is fearful that nobody's gonna believe me. Well, you know what? Justice and the truth always wins, you know, and you can win. If you have any doubts, if you're worried about people believing you, if you're telling the truth, you have nothing to fear. Simple as that. And this is going to be a great example to so many people, and I'm happy about that. And it's an example, like I said, for men and for women. That's the key part. And I know women already feel that, because I've spoken and conversed with so many of you that I know exactly where I know exactly who's been behind Johnny, and it's been anyone with a sensible head. And that's not me being biased, but it's just the truth, because how could you ignore the evidence in this trial? You don't have to be a Johnny Depp fan. I'm not a Johnny Depp fan, I repeat, because I've a lot of times, you know, I feel that people just think, oh, only Johnny Depp fans support, I've supported him. No, It's anyone who just wants justice. I just want justice. I would support anyone, and I probably will in the future if anything catches my eye again like this. It's not about the person. It's about the situation, and it's about innocence and proving that someone is proving that the victim is the real victim and not the abuser, because this was twisted, a whole 360, very dangerous. Now, just to quickly update you as well on the verdict, of course. So Johnny Depp won, of course, he won. That's the key part. However, Amber Heard did win on one count of her countersuit, and that was the Waldman statements. So it was the fact that, you know, she claimed that she was defamed by Johnny's press agent, and who was Adam Waldman, and she managed to get $2 million for that. So that's her little joy of today, if you like. But it means it's for me, in the grand scheme of things, it's insignificant. Of course, I'd have preferred that to have not been the case. But I just think it really doesn't make any difference to what we find out in this trial about Johnny and Amber's relationship. So that's the key part here. Who was the abuser? Who got abused? Who's the real victim? That's the key part here. So Amber Heard has got $2 million out of this. I can't imagine that's going to be too useful to her. At the end of the court day, Amber Heard wasn't exchanging too many pleasantries with her legal team. She was out of there. She was out of there fast. Johnny's in Newcastle. He's in the UK. It's a shame he's not in the States. However, I don't blame him. You know, he's had 6 weeks there. He's, you know, been playing some concerts with Jeff Beck, and good for him. You know, I know there's some people who are upset that he wasn't in court today. I kind of see it from both sides. So I don't mind that he's not there. I don't find that offensive. I think if you've been stuck in that courtroom with your tormentor, with your abuser, and you don't have to see that person one more time, I think I can support that. Why would I want to see that person that I don't want to see? Why would I want to be in such a tormenting environment? And I just want to be back on stage, you know, and I just want to be playing my guitar and singing, you know, and I think that's something that he deserves. And I think he has the right to do, you know. I'm not going to hold that against him. I don't think anybody should. The reason I say I wish he was in court is just because I would have loved to have seen that moment with him and Benjamin Chu, Camille Vasquez, and the rest of the legal team. I think it would have just been something to savor after all these weeks of pain. Because it was painful. The last 6 weeks have been very tough and painful for all of us. And I'm really glad that we can have this moment where we can rejoice and be happy and just revel in this, because it's very rare we get justice like this, you know. And I was worried, as I said, because you just never know. You just never know. You don't know what the jury are going to do. You don't know how they're thinking, how they've seen things. Is it going to be a hung jury even? That kind of crossed my mind a little bit, and I was scared. But that wasn't the case. And I just think this is such an important message for society, you know, especially for someone who dares to come out with false allegations again. You know, some people are trying to frame this as, oh, this is a loss for victims. It's not. Because if you're a real victim, you have nothing to fear. Never fear truth. Never fear truth. But if you're someone that was thinking, oh, I want to frame somebody, well, yeah, you should be scared. And that is exactly what the purpose of this trial was. You know, when you want justice, it is to put a message out there to the evil people. So when people are saying, what kind of message does this send? It sends the best message possible. Anyway, guys, so Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, post the trial, released their statements. They released their statements, and I'm gonna have a read through them, and let's have a look at them, and let's talk about them, because it's still very fresh, and I'm still processing all my emotions. You know, there's so much. I'd say the main thing is I'm happy. But anyway, let's talk about Johnny Depp's statement that he made post the trial, post the verdict. Here's what he had to say. So he said, 6 years ago, my life, the life of my children, the lives of those closest to me, and also the lives of the people who for many, many years have supported and believed in me, were forever changed. All in the blink of an eye. False. very serious and criminal allegations were levied at me via the media, which triggered an endless barrage of hateful content, although no charges were ever brought against me. It had already travelled around the world twice within a nanosecond, and it had a seismic impact on my life and my career. And 6 years later, the jury gave me my life back. I am truly humbled. My decision to pursue this case, knowing very well the height of the legal hurdles that I would be facing and the inevitable worldwide spectacle into my life, was only made after considerable thought. From the very beginning, the goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth, regardless of the outcome. Speaking the truth was something that I owed to my children and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. I feel at peace knowing I have finally accomplished that. I am and have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and the colossal support and kindness from around the world. I hope that my quest to have the truth be told will have helped others, men or women, who have found themselves in my situation, and that those supporting them never give up. I also hope that the position will now return to innocent until proven guilty, both within the courts and in the media. I wish to acknowledge the noble work of the judge, the jurors, the court staff, and the sheriffs who have sacrificed their own time to get to this point, and to my diligent and unwavering legal team who did an extraordinary job in helping me to share the truth. The best is yet to come, and a new chapter has finally begun. Truth never perishes. So I thought that was quite a beautiful statement there from Johnny Depp. And I really liked one part of that, which, well, I liked all of it, but I mean the one part that stood out to me, which I think is very important, because I think as a society we've gone far away from this, is I hope that the position will now return to innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty. When did that end? When did that end and why? Because we completely vilified Johnny Depp. The media completely vilified Johnny Depp. And when you think about it, what evidence did we have? As I mentioned in the previous episode, where I spoke about the TMZ framing and the paparazzi and how the media framed everything, and that's why we fell for it. But see, this is why it's so dangerous, and that is a key component of that statement, I felt. I mean, of course, everything of that was really important. You know, just the fact that he's had hell for the last 6 years and how quickly his life changed. And it is insane. It is insane. Like, when you think about it, you know, one day you've got this wonderful reputation. You're loved and adored all around the world. And the next day, for no rhyme or reason, you're destroyed because someone is vindictive and is out to get you. With very evil intentions. And you are completely innocent. And so, yeah, I think it's completely absurd, and you know, we can only imagine what he's been through. But I thought that was a very moving statement, and you know, I hope this is the end of it for him. And I don't want to talk about anything else, but I have to quickly mention the appeal. There might be an appeal, of course. There probably might be, probably will be, the appeal. There might be more cases, and this man. This just needs to rest. I mean, we get it. I mean, I don't believe that there's anything else to add. There's nothing in terms of evidence that we haven't seen. He mentioned that he knew this was going to be intrusive to his personal life. And do you know what? It's been incredibly intrusive. Johnny Depp has had to speak about things that I'm sure... Let's not forget that a lot of these people are private people. Yes, there's some celebrities who are absolute fame whores. I know that's probably not the politest term to use, but you just have to be brutal sometimes. And that's what they are. They're attention seekers, and they want to put every inch of their life out there. And for someone like Johnny Depp, and you know, many old school Hollywood superstars, they do tend to keep their life under wraps a little bit more. And I think to have had to put his life out there for everyone to see, all these little details that I'm sure he did not want out there, he did that in order to get justice. So that's the price he had to pay for justice. So even though Johnny has won, and I'm over the moon, Let's not forget, he's paid a big, big price to get to that justice. He's had to change who he would have ideally wanted to be, because he did not want to be putting his life out there. He wanted to be a private person. He wanted to have his life private. He's not one of those social media guys that posts everything. Here he is having to lay all that bare with warts and all. So it's truly heartbreaking when you really begin to dissect what he's actually gone through. And I hate to think that there might be more to this, but right now, this is the key thing. The verdict is so important. The verdict is very important. Just to clarify, when I said I hate to think there might be more to this, I mean more cases, appeals, if they get taken seriously. But honestly, the evidence is compelling. Like, we don't have any sketchy evidence. It was a unanimous jury verdict. I don't really think there needs to be more to this. But anyway, we all have the truth, and there's one thing that will never change, and the court of public opinion, surely from this point onwards, will be in favour of Johnny Depp. So that's a big win, irrespective, and as I said, he's actually won this case, so that's a big win as well, irrespective of what happens next. Amber Heard also made a statement after the trial was over. Amber said, "The disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. It is a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. I believe Johnny's attorneys succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. I'm sad I lost this case, but I am sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly." Well, that is a pathetic statement. And I'm really glad I don't have to mince or really have to like filter my words, because I think that is just pathetic, because now it's been proven by the court. I mean, throughout this trial, I've tried to keep even though I've been very open with my views, I still have had to keep a cap on what I really, really want to say. But again, I've not, you guys will have sussed that and really seen. I mean, again, I laid quite a lot bare, to be honest. So there's not a lot I held back, even though I was meant to have done. I don't really think I did that. But anyway, the point is, I can call her a liar. So that's something I wasn't able to do as much. Amber's lied a hell of a lot throughout this trial. Amber Heard has lied. Oh, feels nice. Feels nice that I can say that, because it's confirmed by the courts. I mean, essentially, she has lied. In fact, I hope that is taken more seriously, because she's lied in court. And that, she needs to be investigated further for that. And let's not forget, she's not paid a penalty for any of the abuse that she, all the abuse that she did towards Johnny. She's not paid for that. And let me just, before I dissect her statement, I just want to make a quick point here. Death threats to Amber Heard aren't acceptable. Nobody should be sending death threats to anyone, and not even Amber Heard. That should not be happening. I don't condone that at all. The one thing that I would like to see happen to Amber is I would like to see her be punished by court, you know, through the legal system, for her actions towards Johnny Depp. So that is something that I would support. So that's what you've got to do, is don't be petty, you know, don't go to their level, don't go to Amber Heard's level, and don't send the death threats. Amber Heard is the type of woman that would do all kinds of things that we've seen throughout this trial. I mean, you can hear what kind of woman she is, but you don't need to step to that level. So don't do that. If anybody is doing that and you listen to this podcast, I doubt it, to be honest. But if anybody is doing that, don't, of course. I don't want death threats towards her. That's not right. It's not appropriate. But I do want to see her tested and trialed through the legal system. She needs to pay a penalty. She can't just get away with abusing a man. No one can get away with abuse. No man should get away with abusing a woman. No woman should get away with abusing a man. We want penalties for those people. We want punishments for those people. And when I say punishments, I mean legal punishments. So, that's one thing I do hope for. But like I said, no death threats, please. Don't do that. It's just not right. you know, if that is indeed happening to her, then that's wrong. But obviously, you're going to get lunatics on any side of the coin, you know, whether you're talking, you know, whatever, whether you're left or right, whether you're, you know, pro-Johnny, pro-Amber, whatever you are, there's always lunatics on either side. So, yeah, just wanted to make that clear. But as I said, I genuinely think she needs to be punished for what she's done, but it has to be done through the legal system. Now, her statement was pathetic. It was pathetic. Now, the first thing she said was, "I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence was still not enough." What mountain of evidence? I mean, that's clearly why you've lost, because Johnny Depp had the mountain of evidence. The disproportionate power that she mentions, that doesn't exist. Just does not exist. You just have to look at the mainstream media articles. All the mainstream media articles, or not all, but a lot of them were pro Amber Heard. Vogue said why we should believe Amber Heard. Oh, disgraceful. Disgraceful. I know a lot of people that are associated with Vogue, and I, you know, sadly, you know, it's just a shame that even organizations that I genuinely admire to a degree or have connections with, would go down that direction. But then that's not just been them, it's been Variety, it's been all these major news outlets, major newspapers, major corporations. But disgusting, honestly, disgusting. Why we should believe Amber Heard, why we're going to regret believing Johnny Depp. What a load of cobblers that is. I mean, it's just insane. Yeah. So again, she's trying to say, oh, it was the influence of Johnny Depp, that's why he won this court. Again, wait, are you trying to say that the jury came to the conclusion because Johnny Depp had a power over them? Again, she's going to land herself in more trouble if she speaks more on that. She's disappointed with what this means for other women. Don't be, because a lot of women don't claim you. A lot of women don't want to be associated with you. A lot of women, I think, feel shameful that you're a woman, to be honest, that you're trying to claim you're one of them, because you're a disgrace. That's what you are. You lied, you made up false allegations, disgusting allegations, allegations of rape. And why it's even more worse and why it's even more disgusting is because real women and men go through this. You know, there's real victims out there that go through a lot of what Amber Heard said. But the difference is what Amber said didn't happen to Amber Heard. That is the difference. So don't make this a woman thing. This is not a men v women thing at all. It's one for justice. And I hate that the media does this. I hate that Amber does this. It's men versus women. No, it's not. We're all one. You know, we either seek justice or we're pathetic lunatics that will support an abuser. And that's the end of that. And she said it sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. Violence against men is actually the bigger problem here, because that, again, I don't want to make this a gender thing at all, because I don't believe in, and I hate that the media tries to create gender wars. The media tries to create all kinds of wars, be it race wars and all kinds of other crap. But particularly talking about this, there's this constant thing, men v women. But do you know something? I'm sure a lot of you women will also agree with this. I think a lot of men will too. But it's the fact that I think men don't get taken seriously when they're victims of domestic abuse, especially against a woman. Like, so many men have said, you know, I've seen this story many times about how a 6-foot man would be abused by a 5-foot-2 woman or something, and people would just find that funny or not believable. It's a stigma. So if anything, it would have gone the other way around. So violence versus women has not been, it is taken seriously. That's why, Amber, you were taken seriously. So don't say that violence against women isn't taken seriously. It is. That's why people believed you, Amber. People believed you for so long, and I'm ashamed to say I believed you initially. I'm ashamed. But I fell into the trap of just seeing the media stories and the picture of the bruise. I'm talking about this being in 2016, before we had any evidence of the tapes and everything. Sadly, I was a victim of believing Amber Heard, and like many other people. So, yeah, women were taken seriously. That's why you were taken seriously for 6 friggin' years. So don't play that card. And she then had a go at Johnny's attorneys. I don't know why they were brought into this, but she said, you know, they succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech. Freedom of speech still exists, but that doesn't mean you can lie about someone. End of story. You know, freedom of speech is there, Amber. If you speak the truth, say what you like. But if you lie, the freedom of speech goes out the window. You're lying. And that's a different story altogether. Don't talk about the UK. The UK trial was completely different. And you didn't technically win that. That was against the Sun. That was against the newspaper. You didn't even need to be there, I don't believe. So, yeah, that was unnecessary to bring up the UK. But again, she's trying to cling onto her little wins. And then, lastly, she then went on to say, I'm sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly. Again, your right as an American is to speak the truth. You know, speak the truth. And then you can speak your truth freely and openly. You do not have a right as an American to lie. That's kind of where it ends. So you've not, there's no right that you've lost as an American. And also, I've said this in a few episodes ago, and I know a lot of you had something to say about it, because you agreed with me that I don't think a lot of Americans claim you, Amber, right now, to be honest. I don't think a lot of Americans want to be associated with you, Amber. So yeah, I think trying to use the American card, because I thought she did it well that day when she used it in court, and she said, you know, it's my right as an American, you know. It's a classic line, you know, but it's like the patriotic line, you know, to try and get the patriots on your side. But patriots aren't stupid, you know, and I don't think they're going to fall for that whole little drama. So again, I really like how she's been very clever with that statement, I have to admit. Little tidbits to get the people on her side. So, you know, when she's talking about women, that's going to get all those people that have been supporting Amber Heard up saying, yeah, we women, we have no rights anymore. But the irony is that most women that I know and most women that have listened to this show and messaged me and speak to me on Instagram, women of all ages, 20, 40, whatever. So it spans generations. They know this is a win for women. Johnny Depp winning is a win for women. Of course it is. It's a win for any victim out there. That's the whole point. Because a lot of you people and women have said this to me, that they saw the traits of an abuser in Amber. Amber was the abuser. So a lot of women have been abused by men. And yet they say they saw those traits in the men that they were abused by in Amber. End of story. End of story, isn't it? So there we have it. So do you know what? It's a win for us all. It's a win for us all. And let's stop letting the media, the mainstream media, divide us. You know, creating this whole, oh, men v women thing and all this nonsense. I've seen more of us united here than ever. And you know what? One thing as well is that I think this trial has also united a lot of left-wing people with right-wing people. I know some people suggest that the left-wing is supporting Amber, which I have friends that are left and right, and all my friends that I know support Johnny Depp, apart from one. She's not watched the trial, so I don't really take her opinion seriously. I think if you've watched the trial, you've seen the evidence, you know. But obviously, you're always going to get one, aren't you? You're always going to get one. But no, I was saying that, this has united the left and the right, you know? That's a beautiful thing. It takes a lot to do that. So I'm happy about that as well, because we should be united, you know, no matter where you live, whether you're in the UK, the US, I think the majority of my listeners are from the US, whether you're in Australia, anywhere in the world, in Scandinavia, Europe, any part of America, Asia, Middle East, Ireland, wherever you are, New Zealand, I love you all. But I won't name all the countries. But, I think it's great to see that people are united, you know, and the politics has divided a lot of the UK, a lot of the US. There's this big, you know, left versus right agendas. This united us all. So finally, there's something, I think, that united most of us. So it's quite nice. It is quite nice. Now, a lot of you might be wondering, what's happening with the Virginia Truth? What's coming next? So, yes, the trial's over. And this podcast has a few more episodes to go. The Virginia Truth will have a few more episodes wrapping this trial up, and there'll be the finale, the final episode. And after that, I am working on a podcast documentary series, and it is going to cover the Johnny Depp v. Amber Heard trial. So it's in the very early stages at the moment, and it's going to cover the trial itself and the after effects and, you know, what came of the trial, society's opinions, what happened, you know, how did that affect female movements, how did that affect men movements, how did that affect victims, and just generally investigating everything that surrounded the whole case, and of course the trial itself. So that is going to be coming in a few months' time. Don't have any dates, it's very early to say. However, if you want to hear about that, make sure you're following this particular podcast. So whether you're listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever, make sure you're following The Virginia Truth, because the moment that that new show is announced, I will let you guys know first. I'll put out a little clip letting you guys know that, or I'll keep you updated on what's happening. And also follow me on social media, because I'll be keeping you guys updated. Well, I'll keep everyone who follows me there updated on what I'm doing work-wise. And as I said, I'm going to be creating a podcast documentary on the Johnny Depp v. Amber Heard trial. So that's in its early stages right now. And I'm going to be focusing on the after effects of this trial as well, and possibly some more additional elements that may prop up. So make sure you're following this. Like I said, make sure you're following this podcast. Make sure you're following me on social media if you want to stay in touch with what's happening. And yeah, there's a lot more to come. But as for the Virginia Truth right now, there are still a few more episodes to go along with the finale before we wrap up. So thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. We got the result we wanted. Finally. And I hope you guys can have a wonderful night's sleep tonight. Party or whatever you're doing. Just enjoy yourself. Have a mega pint. Have some muffins on behalf of Dr. Shannon Curry. And just enjoy yourself. Breathe. We can all breathe. But we got the result we wanted. Finally, we have justice for Johnny Depp. Until next time, goodbye.